Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Shine, you're on with the Due Time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you last week? Oh, last week was some week over here on the Due Time with Pastor Steph as we started off talking about, the things, the bad hygiene that our mates could be experiencing. Or should we say that we're experiencing from our mates? Yes. We talked about how do you discuss when your mate has bad breath. Oh, my goodness gracious. Ooh, what about when, you know, you go out and it's a formal event and you don't quite know how to say, oh, my goodness, I smell something. Yeah, it is not too good. Yeah, well, you go left, I'll go right, and we'll try to rectify the situation together as quickly as possible. What about the good old feet stink? Oh, my goodness gracious. What are you going to do when your mate has bad hygiene issues? Well, it's not an easy, you know, remedy, and it's not an easy situation because, you know, people are sensitive and, you know, everybody's feelings get all hurt all easily and stuff like that. And, you know, you got to be, you know, tactful. And the Due Time crew definitely gave you ways of being tactful as some of them have experienced this issue. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want to maybe take some tips from them. Well, we couldn't finish off a Monday without our switch tip number 48. Oh, the switch tip with Shantice. Do it the way God says. Oh, yes. We have to make sure we do things exactly the way God says, because if we don't and we try to throw our own little ideas and if we put our own spin on it, it's just not going to work out well. Oh, I promise you that. I don't care what you're trying to do. It is not going to work. So, you know, it behooves you. It behooves all of us to make sure we do things exactly the way God says. Okay? All right. Well, before we knew it, Tuesday rolled around. Let's talk about a Tuesday church folk day. And, oh, you talk about a hot and heavy conversation. Oh, yeah, as Brother Al would say, as we talk about the Superman pastor who disarmed the gentleman who was in the church just waving a gun all around. Yes, just waving a gun from here and there and everywhere and, you know, during prayer time, just that, just being disrupted during prayer time, you know, telling the congregants to stand up and do all kinds of things. Well, thanks be to God that the pastor kept his head and was able to disarm the individual, and along with some other parishioners, they were able to subdue this man until the cops came. Well, unfortunately, that did not happen. In another area of the world, in Philadelphia, where the young man had an argument with his stepdad because he said this was the house of the Lord and no gays should be allowed. Well, the conversation took a bad turn. Shots rang out from this young man and he killed his stepfather, and was that a conversation that took us into several different areas. We talked about how the church has not been so welcoming to their parishioners. Yes, we know that they all up in the pulpit, you know, playing organ and directing choir and all kinds of things, but, you know, just as a regular attendee, they just don't get the love all the time. Yes, and you know, that's just not the way God would have things to be done. And, you know, we also talked about the professions that Christians need to stay away from. Yes, we talked about quite a few things. And the only way you're going to know how and why we talked about these things, excuse me, is to jump on board and check it out. Yes. Because, oh, there was a lot of stuff that was said that would make your eyebrow raise. Yes, church folk was off the hook. Yes, it got raw. It got raw. It got open. Yeah, it'll make for a great listen. Okay, well, wow, Wednesday rolled around and our girlfriend Viv was on deck letting us know that every single of the top five states went up. Yes, I'm saying even the first one that had eight little babies come down. No, we ain't counting that. We ain't counting that. That's just too few. That's just too few. We're not counting that. Every single of the top five states went up. And I don't know what's happening. You know, Viv says maybe from Halloween. Well, we'll find out this week. We'll find out this week. Well, they rolled out 5 to 11-year-olds. Being vaccinated only to get the assistance from the Sesame Street crew as well as a bunch of incentives, $100 prizes and gifts and $200 gift certificates and all kind of things. Well, we also talk about the Georgia Operation Watch for Eyes, the sex offender search that has definitely aided in capturing and locating just some sex offenders in Georgia. Yes. So that's working out to be something good. Okay. Well, we also talked about the Astro World Festival. Yes. Oh boy, Travis Scott and some of the other artists are really not sitting well right now as 9 to 10 people have succumbed to injuries related to this festival activity. And it was just a group of people, up to 50,000, maybe more, they say, that were just going buck wild. It was just way too many people in one location. Yes. That's what happens when you try to put too many sardines in the can. busting open and going crazy. Well, we had that conversation with the ladies, and oh my, we covered all of Vivian's topics for that morning, and ooh, conversation was quite lively with the ladies. Well, we also spoke to Dwayne, and we had our techie talk moment, and we closed down the morning with Pastor Sean and our Faith Over Fear segment. So Wow Wednesday was quite wow. Well, Therapeutic Thursday was fantastic, as we had our girlfriend of the show, Mrs. Deirdre Proctor, come on and give us the 7 biblical principles of business. Yes, you know, we know how to get that business done when it comes to how the world tells us, but do we puncture the business world with biblical principles? I sure hope so, because the stuff that Deirdre talked about, ooh, those are some components that we truly, truly, truly need, such as love and attitude, taken from 1 Corinthians 13. And don't forget that integrity. Yes, how in the world are we going to maintain a good business if we don't have integrity? And what about being humble? Man, I tell you, I have definitely stopped patronizing a whole lot of places when it comes to that topic, because, people don't know how to be humble, even when they want you to, you know, help them with their business. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Friday was Freestyle Friday, and the gentlemen were on and gave us some interesting conversation. Oh, yes, they did, to send us off to a weekend. And, we talked about the Astroland Festival and, you know, the accountability and responsibility of the individuals that went there. And would you sue if you were on that side of the fence? Yes, that side of the fence of being injured and taking your 9-year-old to this openly chaotic, knowingly chaotic situation. So, yeah, we really had some kind of conversation on Friday with the men. Yes, gave us, we definitely raised our eyebrows different than the ladies did. So, it's always good to have these conversations, because then we'll get to see how we're thinking and what we need to be praying for. Yes. Well, they did a fantastic job and sent us out into a weekend that took us right into last night's Word Prayer Project. Yes. Last night was Sunday, and at 9 o'clock, the prayer conversation got started. Oh, we prayed for the siblings last night. Ooh-wee. I sure hope you are on to throw your sibling name in that hat, because we had some kind of prayer request. Yes, God was definitely letting people know what they needed to pray about when it came to their siblings. Yes, yes. Oh, people have been paying attention to how their siblings have been acting. And the best thing about it was, we can pray for the brothers and sisters in Christ as well. Yes, can't leave them out, because they are in the family of God, and sometimes they're a little closer than our own biological family is. Yes, 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 yes. Woo! That's how we got our week finished and started. And today is Monday, and we are shaking the Monday morning blues here together on a Good Time with Pastor Steph. Yes. guests, we are going to have a great time as we are going to be talking about some stuff. Remember now, we got our conversation together. And I want you to get those pens out, because I think I got a good one for you this morning. Something that you're going to really be interested in. And I'm going to give you a quick moment to go get that healthy breakfast. Make sure you go tell a friend. And don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Pitt County Environmental Health presents another basic step to home food safety.
Keep raw meat, poultry, seafood, and eggs away from other foods. Do this in your shopping cart, bags, and fridge. And be sure to use a special cutting board for raw foods only.
To learn more about how Pitt County works to keep your food healthy and safe, visit us online at pittcountync.gov/environmental health.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning to you. Welcome to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and we are shaking the Monday morning blues. Yes. Well, it really started last night when we did our prayer, because if you listened to the request, man, I hope my sister's praying for me the way you all are praying for your siblings. Yeah, those prayer requests were fantastic, and I know God is answering prayer. He started answering prayer last night as, you know, the atmosphere was shifting during the prayer. Yeah, I could literally feel things changing, and I know, you know, some people might be rolling their heads up in the air, eyes up in the air. It's okay. It's okay, because, see, I know what God gives me. He has that special relationship, which is why I'm on with you this morning. Yeah, because that prayer touches me. Mm-hmm. So, giving God thanks that we're all here through a safe and a wonderful weekend. Yes, it's wonderful because there was no hurt, harm, or danger that fell on any of us. Okay. So get those pens out. I got a conversation that I think you need to be listening to. Let's go. Okay. All righty. We're talking about the most. I know it sounds crazy, but you got to hear this. The most unhealthiest junk food ever. Yeah. Now we already know junk food is you know, bad, unhealthy. But no, you got to hear this stuff, because even though we know it's unhealthy, we know you got to hear what you got in your cabinet and your refrigerator that you need to get rid of. Well, number one on the list, Kellogg's Pop Tarts. Oh, woo! They say the Pop-Tarts have been around since 1960. Yes. And some people like them without the glaze. Some people like them with the glaze on the top. And they say Pop-Tarts are definitely tempting because they are a to-go food. You know, you could take them. Some people, you know, they can eat them just straight out that little cellophane pack. And those who don't like it that way definitely want to throw it in the oven, but they say it is highly processed. Yes, has highly processed ingredients, including soybean oil and refined flour. Okay. And they're loaded with three types of sugar. Now, if that ain't going to kill you, I don't know what will. Refined white sugar, corn syrup, and high fructose corn syrup. Now, for those of us who are diabetics, man, if you don't have diabetes, you are definitely going to be walking into the diabetic world if you keep eating those Pop-Tarts. Well, let me give you a little caveat. For those of you who don't know and who eat Pop-Tarts, but you don't eat pork, well, guess what? Yes, you do. If you're eating them Pop-Tarts, oh, yeah, I'm gonna stop eating Pop-Tarts. Just broke my heart. I ain't gonna lie. I used to love me some Pop-Tarts, especially the one with the, you know, glaze on the top. But it's made with gelatin. Yes, and gelatin is the pork gelatin. Yes. So you're going to have to fall back off that if you're, you know, if you don't eat pork. And we're not supposed to be eating pork. So get rid of the Pop-Tarts, okay? We don't want diabetes and high blood pressure from the opposite side. Yes, they said it can definitely even give you that as well as heart disease. Oh, my goodness. They say two frosted Pop-Tarts. 400 calories. Yes. 400. You done killed half your calories with just breakfast. Just breakfast. So, nope, get rid of it. Get rid of the Pop-Tarts. Okay? It's, again, high in sugar, all those unhealthy oils, refined flour. Yeah, they ain't got no, they have nothing. Nothing. Nothing good for us. All right? Next. Arby's curly fries. Ooh. Okay. And you know they say French fries are really very unhealthy. I know you like McDonald's French fries. You may not eat anybody else's French fries, but you definitely eat McDonald's French fries. Well, if you're eating Arby's curly fries, get rid of it. Yes. They say they are very unhealthy. They have been linked to inflammation, heart disease, impaired artery function, and other health problems. Well, that right there, if I was eating Arby's curly fries, that killed that. Yes, K-I-L-T, killed that. All right? We don't need that. Already, if you're eating a burger, you're killing yourself. Okay? They say that also they are extremely high in calories and fast digesting carbs. So there you go. For those of us who are diabetics, another reason to stay away. They say one large order of Arby's curly fries, 650 calories. Ooh, take that off the menu, y'all. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. All right. Ah, here we go. Popeye's chicken tenders. Oh, my goodness. Now, we all love some Popeyes, and they say a three-piece serving of those chicken tenders, 340 calories, okay? And, you know, they're saying they know that, you know, if you think you just get eating three, it should, like, decrease, you know, all of the unhealthy stuff. Yeah, it is so loaded that by the time you eat that, the dipping sauce and a side of fries and a soda, heart attack city, y'all. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, they say that food has all the trans fats in it, and it's added to inflammation, heart disease, obesity, and increased belly fat storage. Yeah, we're going to have to get that up. If you're eating those chicken tenders from Popeyes, okay? All righty. They say that in Europe, they have been removed. Yep. They don't even sell them in Europe anymore. Nope. All right. Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. I had this one time on Shantice's birthday, and I guess, you know, thank God. And I mean one time in my life. I've never eaten this before. Cinnabon, caramel, pecan bun. I got to tell y'all, man, it was slamming. But, baby, they say that classic cinnamon roll is, I mean, rich in fat and carbs and contains, are y'all ready? 880 calories in one. Okay. And they say if you do the caramel pecan bun, oh, you done. They say you are straight done. They say the caramel pecan bun, 1,080 calories. Oh, my good Lord. Woo! They say it is, do they really have to tell us that with all of the glaze, the caramel, oh, my God. They say it's like over the roof. Well, already, when you say that one Cinnabon, the caramel one, has 1,080 calories by itself, oh, we ain't even got to talk about that no more. Yes, you know Cinnabon when you go into the mall. Yes. You know what I'm talking about. I act like you don't know what I'm talking about. All right, next, Starbucks white chocolate mocha frappuccino. Who drinks that? Well, they say that coffee is generally calorie-free and has, you know, some health benefits, but you count this one out. No. Okay. They say mochas, lattes, all types of frozen and blended iced coffees, and forget it. They say it starts off with 250 calories each. 250. And one, listen, I don't want to drink my calories like that in an empty cup of coffee. Oh, no. If I'm going to get fat, I might as well do it and enjoy eating something. And they're saying the white chocolate mocha frappuccino with whipped cream, 520 calories. Not to mention the amount of carbs and sugar that's sitting up in that liquid death trap. Woo! Listen, you can't even get full off of that. So you're about to give away 520 of your calories on that, and you still going to be hungry? And don't eat it with the Cinnabon pecan bun thing. Oh, you might as well not have nothing to eat for the rest of the day. If you count calories, you done. You are officially done. All righty? Stay away. All right, next. Outback Steakhouse Bloomin' Onion. Now, this is from Outback, but you know that Bloomin' Onion sits on a whole lot of different menus. And you would think that the onion, it's just an onion. Nah, it's not just an onion. Are y'all ready? 1,954 calories. Oh, my gosh. One of those. Now, you know, you put it on the table and everybody eats from it. But think about how much you may be eating. Yeah, because a lot of people don't like that. So you probably a lot of times end up eating most of that by yourself. Okay? So you're talking about, listen, we ain't talked about, that's on the appetizer list. So you haven't even had the rest of your meal and already you ate 2,000 calories? Oh, my goodness. Not only that, they say 120 grams of carbs, 154 grams of fat. and 7 grams of trans fat. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. Well, Shanti, I don't know. You may want to pay attention. It ain't the same, but Burger King Oreo Shake is next on the list. If you're chasing down that Chick-fil-A shake, yeah, it can't be too much different. Can't be too much different than this. All right. They say 730 calories, 121 grams of carbs, and 100 grams from sugar alone. Oh, my goodness. Now, you didn't count all the whipped cream and all that stuff that they add to it. Yes. Yes. They say that it is definitely linked to heart disease, obesity, and many other health problems. Okay? So, that's another 730 calories that you can leave at the stove, because you're going to walk away with a whole lot more than a shake. Next, corn dogs. Yes, corn dogs. Yeah. You know what corn dogs are. That's the hot dog that's wrapped up in cornbread. Well, listen, it's already messed up if it's not my cornbread, and my cornbread can't be fried, so it ain't even worth it. 330 calories, 34 grams of carbs, 10 grams of protein. Look at that, 10 out of 330 calories. Man, oh, man, oh, man. They say that because it contains that processed meat, it increases the risk of colon cancer and heart disease. Yeah. So they say stay away. Stay away. All right, ready? Dunkin' Donuts, people. Dunkin' Glazed Jelly Stick. Ooh, baby. One jelly stick, 480 calories. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. Refined wheat flour, sugar, soybean oil. Yeah. Well, that with the equal sign next to it. Inflammation, insulin resistance, and obesity. That's what all of that adds up to in one jelly stick. Man, another waste of a bunch of calories. Yeah, you don't want to eat that. That's killing your whole day. 480 calories. Nah, I will pass. I will pass. I will pass. What's next? Sugar sweetened soda. Sugar sweetened soda. Well, soda is definitely sugar sweetened. Well, they're talking about the regular soda, in other words. And they say that it's so high in fructose, it definitely leads to heart disease and obesity. Yes. And they say in one study, overweight and obese adults who consumed 25% of calories from soda went straight downhill. Straight downhill. Increased belly fat, worsening of heart health markers. Yeah. That 200 grams in a 1/16-ounce bottle of soda. Yeah, that don't mean us no good. That means us no good. Give it up. Well, if we thought we were going to KFC and we were going to get some famous bowl that was going to make us feel better about all the fried chicken we ate, well, count it out. They're saying that health bowl, that bowl that you get, 710 calories. So you know you're going to get that deep fried chicken, that mashed potatoes, the corn, the gravy, the cheese. Yeah, all that equals death. Yeah, eat that enough. They say it is very, very, very unhealthy. Okay. What else do they have on this list that I know we are guilty of eating? Let's see. Some of this stuff I don't even think. I had never even heard of.
Okay. Well, they have one more for those of us who eat Cold Stone Mud Pie Mojo. Well, ooh, baby. They say that all of the calories, the sugar, and fat is out of this world. Okay? They say coffee ice cream, Oreo cookies, peanut butter, almonds, and chocolate fudge. 1,240 calories in that one serving of dessert. Again, you didn't just give away and you're still hungry, because that ain't going to do nothing but fill up everything that ain't supposed to be filled up. And it is another one that's going to sink our ship. Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow. So make sure you stay away from, like I said, they're unhealthy junk foods, but they're unhealthy junk foods. And those there sit at the top of the list. So what are we talking about on news today? Well, I got a submission, and I'm going to have to give that tomorrow because somehow or another, I'm all twisted with that one. Well, here's one. And sweet justice may not be justice after all. Okay? Well, they say that a homeless man was jailed over the weekend on charges of shoving a woman onto the tracks in Times Square. Now, I'm going to need your input here because I want to know what y'all think. I want to know what y'all think. So here's the story. The story is that Carlos Ortiz, 32, is accused of assault with intent to injure and reckless endangerment after he pushed a woman onto the tracks of the R train. Yes. And his bail was set at $5,000 cash or $30,000 bond. The 36-year-old victim, again, was a woman, had confronted this Carlos because in the past he had groped her. Yes. And what the camera shows is her quote unquote assaulting him. And in his quest, so he and his lawyers say, in his quest to defend himself, he shoved her onto the tracks. And everybody else was, they were right there and they jumped right out to help and they got her off the train tracks. Thank God the motorman was able to stop the train and they got her off the tracks and they subdued him and held him for the cops. And him and his attorney are standing on the fact that had she not assaulted him, he would not have pushed her. And when they looked at the cameras, they showed her confronting him, her hitting him. They said, yeah, there's some assault and attempting to assault him. And he said, I was defending myself and pushed her on the train tracks. Now, here's my question to those of you who are listening. Does he have a defense? In your opinion, if you were sitting on a jury, what would you say? Would you render him guilty or not guilty? Listen, you assaulted me. I don't care what I did to you before. You assaulted me. And if the only way to get you off me was to push you on the train tracks, then so be it. Or, listen, I don't care what she did to you because she didn't just walk up on you out of nowhere. She recognized you from having groped her earlier at an earlier date, and she decided to retaliate. Maybe the way you groped her before and the situation, she could not you know, retaliate, and she's retaliating now, and this is what you get. This is what you get. And you need to be charged with assault and all of those things, you know, the way you're supposed to be. You started this whole thing. So don't put it on her. Okay? So I want to know, what do you think? Do you think that he should be charged? Because, you know, yes, it was at an earlier date. And you know what? Let's say he recognized her. Because he didn't say he didn't recognize her. He didn't say he didn't do it. He just said that he pushed her on the tracks to defend himself. So I want to know what you think. Give me a hit. 347-285-7777. And let me know what you think. Let me know what you think, okay? Well, there's another piece of news here. And we're talking about a transgender woman who was forced to share a jail cell with three men, and one of them beat her up and broke her jaw. Now, this was a really interesting story, because I want to make sure I read this to you the way it came across. Now, okay, they say that they put her in the jail against her wishes, and she couldn't figure out why, because her DMV records and driver's license show that she's a woman, and at the time of her booking, she was wearing feminine clothes, which were a high-cut shorts and a bra. So in other words, everything showed that she was a woman, quote unquote. So she should have never been put in this cell with these three men. And she's blaming them for being put in the cell. Yes. And somehow or another, the altercation took place, and she ended up with a broken jaw. And, you know, they're really doing a lot of investigating, because initially she was put in a holding cell by herself. And later on, as you know, you get shuffled around in the whole process of going to like arraignment and stuff like that. Well, somehow or another, they put her in a minimally monitored cell with three men. And again, she did speak up and say whatever she said. And clearly they ignored her, and she was viciously attacked. And she said she had fallen asleep, and they attacked her and broke up her jaw. And she had to have two surgeries for her broken jaw, and she now is forced to wear dentures. Yeah. Wow. Can you imagine? Yeah, if she's dressed up and all of her documents that she shows says that she's a woman, you know, we talked last week about certain professions you shouldn't get into. And I'll be honest, corrections, in my opinion, is one of them. Yes, I do. Because you know what? There's a lot of stuff you have to either you end up witnessing, knowing about, you know, seeing, and I know that's witnessing, but you get my point. You know, becoming aware of, I should say, and you have to make some hard decisions as to whether you're going to talk or you're going to become a rat, you know, according to them, and now your life is a mess, and moving to the next facility or cell block or whatever ain't helping, because somewhere along the line in these prisons, you're going to be partnered up with coworkers who are out of control. And this is what we're talking about here. Out of control. They say, according to a 2020 investigation by the NBC News, transgender people are rarely placed in cells corresponding to their gender identity. And they say transgender people in U.S. prisons have almost always been housed according to the gender assigned to them at birth. And, you know, whether we agree whether they should have these sex changes or whatever the situation is, you know, they live a horrible life, you know, as far as repercussions. People hate them. People despise them. People want to lord their authority over them. They want to show them who's boss. They want to inflict their feelings and their thoughts over them, over what's right. And that's why I say I would not be no corrections officer. When was the last time you heard that stuff was going right in corrections, that I would willingly get involved with that? I'm sorry, I'm not getting involved with that. That's just way too much. It's way too much. It's way too much. And I do, you hear me say all the time, God's people have to be everywhere, but nah, let me find something else to do. Because you're going to live a miserable life if you walk up on something that you have no business seeing or you see and you don't agree with. Because now you got to decide, am I going to hold it? Or how long you going to hold it before you tell? If you tell, is it really going to go somewhere? There have been accounts of people reporting things, and it goes nowhere except for to other people who are going to make you pay forever saying anything. And who wants to live that kind of life? Who wants to live that kind of life? No, that's all right. I'll pass. So, you know, these are the kind of things that, you know, we were talking about last week. You know, stuff that, you know, and you didn't do anything wrong. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you as the employee, but when it starts putting you into a compromising position for, you know, on that level, because we, like I said to you before, I've told the story about even how I was put into a compromising position sitting at a desk. And I said, you know, after having a certain conversation with the president, I walked away saying, Lord, it's time for me to go. I just spent enough time in this place, because when it gets to a point where you asking me to compromise my integrity, when you want me to stop moving, you know, a certain way to accommodate what's going on with you, oh, I don't think so. It's time for me to go. And I have to tell you, shortly thereafter, I got sick enough that I could not return to the job. Yeah. And that same president who asked me to compromise ended up paying for me 6 months. Paid me salary for 6 months, and I never put my foot back on the premises. So I believe that was, you know, God blessed me for just taking my thing, because I was like, I know you're not asking me to do that. Me? Nah. Y'all better go ask Frida, because that ain't happening. And I found out that when they asked Frida, she was like, nah, I'm not doing that either. So I don't know how that ended up working out, because I not too much longer. They took us both off the situation. Yeah, neither one of us. She called me. She was like, Stephanie, they just told me to turn over my notes and the files or whatever. And I was like, oh. And like a day or so later, they asked me, you know, they didn't ask me to turn it over, but they just stopped including me on any of the talks. And yeah, so it doesn't matter where you work. You can walk up in that. But definitely in places where it's definitely where you will be seeing some stuff. Nah, that's all right. I am not. No, thank you. It's just too much. It's just too much. So now I have a scarce crew today. Our brother Al is starting his new job today. Yeah, remember we got the report that he went on the interview and he got the job. Wow. Well, yeah, he starts his new job today. So we have our ladies in the house. So we're just going to flow with them. And we're going to see what our listeners have to say in a minute. But, you know, we always got to check in with our due time crew first. and see what they're thinking. Let's say good morning to Pastor Charlene. Good morning, Pastor Charlene.
Good morning, Pastor. How are you today?
I am doing well, thank you. I'm doing well. And you sound fantabulous. Great for a Monday morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. As you heard me say, we got a rare crew. You know we got a rare crew when I'm starting with you. Ooh, you got the first word today. The first word today. So, okay, let's go back to this unhealthy food. Let's go back to the unhealthy food. Now, here's the funny part. It's the list is called the unhealthy junk food. What is your guilty pleasure? Anything on this list or something else?
Oh, yes. Pop-Tarts, corn dogs.
Really?
Chicken bowl. Yeah. I love all
really?
Junk food. So I'm just guilty.
Wow. Now, how often do you eat this stuff that you're clogging up all your arteries and you're walking around and, you know, walking on your toes because all of this unhealthy food is flowing through your blood veins? You know what I'm trying to say, or through your blood system. How often do you eat all of this food?
Not often. But then if you... I will say this, not these often, but between this and all the other junk food, I eat junk food every day.
Okay.
Every day.
All right.
I'm a sugar baby. I'm a sugar baby.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, mm-hmm. You like a lot of that sugar. Wow.
A lot of sugar, yeah.
Well, we are definitely.
It gives me that, you know, that fix I need. To keep me flowing for the day.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We all need a sugar fix at times. We just can't overload ourselves. And I was looking at this stuff on this list, and I'm like, even if we don't eat, like, the exact same thing, we eat a lot of these type things. So, oh, my goodness gracious. We do. We eat a lot of these type things, and... You know, we don't think about it, but yeah, when you start reading all of this, the fine information, like one of the things, 1,000 and almost, no, one of them had what, 1,000 calories alone? Oh my gosh. It's like, I didn't just kill all my calorie count. Now I might as well stop counting calories, Pastor Charlene. What you count calories for if you just ate one thing that's already 1,200 and what? Which one was 2,000 calories? Yeah, it's you out of control, straight out of control. You might as well not even count because you didn't went into tomorrow's calories, Pastor Charlene.
Well, I don't count. I don't look at the calories, so I do that. That bun that you was talking about. Oh, I eat that too. Listen, I don't look at the calories. And then I go and drink a lot of water, and then I go lay down. Is it wrong? You're absolutely right. But I'm trying to get to eating more fruit. I'm trying to do more fruit. I want to start doing, you know, like the, you know, just little healthier things, you know, but it don't taste as good like, you know, the sugar.
Yeah, well,
Y'all pray for me. That's all. Just pray.
We surely will pray for you. We surely will pray for you. Oh, my goodness. Now, let's talk about some of this news. Well, which way, before we go to our listeners, which way do you vote? You got the homeless man who shoved the woman onto the tracks, and his defense is, hey, she assaulted me, and I just pushed her onto the tracks so I could take care of myself. But she approached him and assaulted him because she was responding to him groping her earlier date. So should he be charged or shouldn't he? Which one do you vote for?
I think he should be charged because of the fact that, you know, unless you, a lot of times people don't feel what you're feeling. I've seen somebody before where have done something to me, and then you see them years later. you know, and your first react is to respond. He should have never pushed her on the track and tried to kill her. She just beat him to death, but he didn't need to try to kill her. So I think that even when he started it, so you go ahead on to jail, and I don't think that that would, you know, that anything should happen to her because, you know, that was a moment that you blanked out.
No, okay, okay.
You know how many people walked on that? How many people have actually walked away because their lawyer will say, you know, they snapped at that moment, and I feel that nothing should happen to her, and I think that he should go to jail. He started it.
All righty.
So that's your vote. So we thank you for voting. And let's go to the transgender story where she was put in the cell with the men despite her DMV record showing that she was a woman, despite the fact that her name was a woman's name, despite the fact that she was dressed as a woman. And did I say that already? No, I didn't.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What do you think, you know, do you think that they did right or do you think they did wrong?
Well, I think that they did wrong. One thing about this, this agenda, you know, the women not going to want you. The men don't want you. So where do they go? And they already had her separated, you know, but by her being legally female, whatever, then that's where she should have went to the females, where that the men would not have had a chance to beat her. I think that that was wrong. I agree with when you were saying, you know, it's a hard decision, you know, for the people, but I think that that was probably a setup because if they started her, you know, and knowing the situation, they need to, now they're going to come up with a cell way. Watch and see. Because it'll be out there. They're going to end up having their own cells. What?
Okay. And you know what? Why don't they? Why don't
they? Absolutely.
This would make life so much simpler. But again, you know, this is justice that the correction officers are getting and, you know, and taking into their own hands. But I know it might be a little hard with the overcrowding and stuff like that, but listen, it's the way of the world now, and you do have an obligation. You know, these people are being arrested. They have not been found guilty or anything like that yet. So put them, you separate them. Separate them. If five of them got to go in the 2x4, guess what? It's better to be in the 2x4 safe than it is to, you know, be in a bigger cell and have to worry that you went to sleep and now you were attacked and your jaw's all broken. So you make good points, Pastor Charlotte. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back to chat in a minute. Well, Pastor KL has joined us and we're giving God thanks that he's here with us this morning. Good morning, Pastor KL.
Good morning, Pastor Steph. How are you today?
I am good. See, had I started off right, I would have been able to hang with you this morning, but that was like some impromptu thing. So I was already out of breath before I started. But I'm well, thank you. I'm well. Glad to have you with us this morning. So you're the man. You're the, you know, in the three-man team this morning, you're the male, you know, that sits in the middle. So I'm going to leave you in the middle today. I thought we were going to have a female conversation today, but we're talking about the unhealthy junk food. As crazy as that sounds, the unhealthy junk food. What's the unhealthy? What's your favorite unhealthy junk food?
I think my favorite unhealthy junk food is Twizzlers.
Twizzlers, wow. Did that come up when we talked to you and your wife? I think that was on that list when we talked to you and your wife that day we played the game. Yeah, I think that was up on that list. I think that was on that list. Wow.
She said so much crazy stuff. I don't know.
That's one of our more favorite games that has ever been played here. All right. Well, you missed the count of all of the, oh my goodness, the calories and how unhealthy the unhealthy junk foods are. But so your Twizzlers don't even rank in comparison to the rest of this stuff here. Oh my goodness gracious. But you could definitely help us with the homeless man's story. And we want to hear how you weigh in, you know, the homeless man who was on the track minding his business. A woman walked up to him and assaulted him, and he, you know, defended himself by pushing her on the tracks, and she assaulted him because earlier, at an earlier date, he had groped her. So I guess at the time she could not retaliate, but she found her way to retaliate this time, and he pushed on the track. And the defense is, well, she was attacking me, pushed her on the track. It was either $5,000 bail or $30,000 bond, or walk free because he was defending himself. Which way do you vote?
Well, I kind of vote in this instance, that he was defending himself.
Okay.
You know, that's how I vote. He was defending himself. I mean, had there been a former incident, we should have took that up then. But now if I'm being charged for this incident right here, this is what I'm being charged for. I'm not being charged for priors. Then, yeah, I was defending myself.
Okie dokie. Now, do you think pushing her on the tracks was extreme, or should he have found a way to defend himself in another manner?
Well, like I told you before, as a child, pick up a chair. You know, I mean, there's no extremity. There's no extremity when you're trying to save yourself, when you're defending yourself.
Okay. Well, we're talking about the transgender individual who was arrested, initially put in a smaller cell, but after a while, because, you know, you get shuffled around up in the circus, went to a smaller or larger cell, I should say, where there were three men. Now, the ID, the DMV ID, recognizes her as a woman, and she was dressed as a woman, and they put her in with men anyway. And she subsequently got a broken jaw after she went to, and she fell asleep. When she woke up, she was being attacked. Her jaw's broken. She has to wear dentures now. What do you think? Do you think that was right, that they put her in the cell with men, or they should have put her in the cell with a woman?
If all areas identified her as a woman, they should have put her in a cell with a woman. I think somebody dropped the ball. I think that was a really bad joke. You know what I mean? I don't know what she was arrested for, whether they was trying to prove a point. But I think that at that point, she should have been, you already had her in the system, but you had her in the system as a woman. She should have been with the women.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Pastor KL, and weighing in on our situation. And
yes,
we're coming back to have another conversation, our main conversation today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, ma'am.
Where is girl Tamika? Let's say good morning to Tamika. Good morning, Tamika.
Monday morning. It seems like forever since I said that. Good morning. Good Monday morning.
Ah, well, we know you're doing well if you're singing your way in. And so happy to have you with us this morning. And we're talking about our guilty pleasures. All those unhealthy junk foods we read. Do you eat any of those?
I'm a good girl. I don't eat any of those, but I do have my own guilty pleasure. And I don't do it very often. Red Lobster has this fudge overboard. So it's brownie and ice cream and whipped cream, and I think it's caramel drizzled, you know, through it. And sometimes I like certain places have warm melting cake. So it's the brownie part with a lot of gooey, gooey chocolate. Again, I don't do it very often, but if there's something that's guilty, it's definitely chocolate for me. That's the big no-no for me.
Wow, that sounds like it's about 5,000 calories, Tamika. Ooh, baby, thank God it is not very often you eat that one. Ooh, that sounds like that's a cinnamon, that pecan bun that we talked about earlier. Well, on to our news. How do you weigh in with this homeless man story? Do you feel he was defending himself and should not be charged, or he should be charged because, listen, it all catches up to your mate. So even though it ain't the same day, she should have had an opportunity to retaliate, and you should have stood still and took the beating. You got your feel. Hey, what's going on? What's your thought?
Okay, so my answer is different from any of the panel in that everybody has a right to go after someone who has groped them. I get that. However, there are other ways that you could have taken care of that. You could have called a conductor. You could have called the police. You could have gone to a token booth clerk. Something could have been done. You didn't have to do it that way. And I feel like something should happen to her as well as the gentleman. You know, I understand moments of passion. You're trying to defend yourself. However, two wrongs don't make either right. So I don't feel like she was right or he was right, and something should be done for both.
All right. Now, let's go to the transgender story. Do you think that she should have been placed in the cell with men or women?
I think that the facility knew what they were doing. This is not something that is brand new. But you also have to be very careful, because when you place a male, you know, someone who still has their gender part, you know, we talked about, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, someone who considers themselves a male placed in a female facility, and then a female got pregnant. You know, I think that there should be a facility for people who have a preference, and you be placed there, not in a male facility or a female facility, because each time that you make a move, you guarantee a risk. This is the way that you want to live. Then you need to be placed in a facility that can accommodate your choice.
Okay. Wow. Thank you all for weighing in. Let's see what our listeners are thinking today. Good morning, Shanti.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. I'm well. What you got from the listeners today?
Okay, so a listener sent in regarding the story of the train track. They said, I say he's guilty. They were not focusing on the past incident when they arrested him. They were focusing on the present incident, and although it was self-defense, he was going for murder. Had she hit the third rail or the train had hit her, she should have went to jail too, though. If he did something then and she did nothing for whatever reason, she should have left it there. She chose to harass him that day, and she should suffer consequences for that.
Ah, so they're erring on the thought with Tamika, that everybody should be culpable for their actions. Okay. Any other thoughts?
Not as of yet.
Okie dokie. Thank you so much, Shanti.
You're
how do you weigh in? How do you weigh in?
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was getting the story straight. So the homeless man pushed the lady on the tracks because she confronted him about something that he did to her previously?
Yes. He had groped her at an earlier date, and she spotted him on the tracks, approached him, but approached him physically because the cameras show her hitting and assaulting him, and he deliberately pushed her on the tracks to quote unquote defend himself.
Okay, I want to make sure I had it right. That is not self-defense, in my opinion. If they're coming to you we don't know what happened before. We don't know if, you know, how he was groping her, if it was a simple grope or if it was something that, for whatever reason, probably scared her at that time. And then now that she has another opportunity to see him, for whatever reason, she has some type of courage and she confronted, you know, it's for him to push her. That's something that you do with somebody and it's like, oh, I don't know why this person just came and attacked me. You know, it's just like, if you try to restrain her from hitting you, that's one thing. For you to push her like you did nothing to her and you don't know why she, you know, you attacked her previously. So now you're going to attack her again? I don't see how she's held liable for anything. And he should definitely get arrested and charged with attempted murder.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Your opinion differs from your listener. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day. Until later. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, listener, for submitting your comment. And we're going to go into our conversation of the morning. Last week, my D-Time crew, we had a conversation about your partner having bad hygiene. And we spoke about three particular areas. We talked about one, your feet stink, or two, your breath stink, or three, your underarms were smelling, and we were at this formal event, and what would you do? So, Pastor KL was the only one on this panel today who was not on the panel yet last week. So I would love to hear how he would respond to his partner's breath stinking. Pastor KL.
These are delicate things right here. I'd probably buy like a care package. You know what I mean? Say, you know, hey, baby. You know, but I'd mix everything. You know, I'd mix like, you know, cologne. Perfume. You know, body wash. You know, little mouthwash. You know, put all that stuff together. You know, and see if you get the hint from there.
So your breath stinks and you're going to get the whole package together? Are you getting the package together so that she doesn't get offended? You know, because you're
right.
Talking about a breath. We're talking about individual things. So you're saying like...
I get the package to kind of smooth it over. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, what about if your feet stunk? What about her feet stinking? What would you say to her? How would you break that news to her?
I mean, that's a little easier. You know, baby, your feet on fire, baby. You know, I know you've been walking all day, you know, up doing, you know, surgeries and stuff like that. You know, you need some powder? I mean, what you need? You know, let me help you out.
Okay,
I mean, we all have long days. You take them shoes off and, you know, they tell you put the shoes at the door or put them outside the door.
okay. That does sound easier for you. Well, what about if you're out at a formal event, everybody's dressed to the nines, and then all of a sudden you just smell this aroma, and you're like, oh, my goodness, that's her. How do you handle that situation?
Well, you know, you pull it to the side and say, baby, you know, you ain't sure. You know, your right guard went left. You know, you just got to fix that up. You know.
That must be a male thing, Pastor Cam, because Brother Al said the same thing last week. He said something right went left. I forgot how he said it. But whatever he said it just like you just said it. So it must be a male thing because none of the ladies said that. All right. Okay, well, you know, that was pretty good. Well, this week, you know, people are really having issues with this thing. And, you know, our specialists have a list of suggestions as to how to deal with your partner having this hygiene problem, because this is a real issue for some people. So, you know, we always like to talk about the Christian way of doing things. So, you know, they always come up with this generic stuff. I always find things that's not necessarily Christian, but just because it's not necessarily Christian doesn't necessarily make it bad. So, this kind of came up last week. They say figure out the root of the problem, Pastor Charlene. Would you agree? Figure out the root of the problem, or does it even matter? You just want to get the issue taken care of.
No, I will find out the root of the problem and, you know, whatever it is, and go from there, and then to see how we can, what we need to buy, what we need to do to cure it. So that's what I will do.
All right. Pastor KL, would you try to find the root of the problem, or would you just be like, you know what? We need to figure out how to get this remedy because the root of the problem we can talk about later.
I'd like to, you know, figure out the root of the problem, because just because it says strong enough for a man, it's still made for a woman. Don't mean you need to be using it.
Okay. Makes sense. What about you, Tamika? Figure out the root of the problem? Is that something you'd go for?
Quick question. So we're talking about someone we're already in a relationship with, right? Not someone we're engaged or beginning to get in a relationship with, right?
Right. We're talking about someone you're already in a relationship with. Yes.
Okay. All right. So definitely that's something you want to do, you know, because different things affect people different ways. You know, for instance, you're trying to figure out, you know, why they're smelling a little garlicky or oniony. And they take garlic pills, you know. So you're like, oh, what's the smell? You know, you're trying to figure out what's going on. Is it their body? Do they normally smell like that? But it could be something that they're eating. So it is important to find out, okay, what's causing you to not smell as fresh as you normally would.
Okay. One of the other suggestions is to do the laundry with them. Do the laundry together. Now, I don't know what this would mean, but it's a suggestion. Do you think it would make a difference to do the laundry together, Pastor KL?
Well, I mean, the only way I can see that being beneficial is if they're not doing laundry at all. You know, they just keep on wearing the same stuff over and over and over again. So, you know, you're going to, you know, be a little funky. But how about I just do your laundry? And, you know, and then you can tell sometimes, depending on what soap powder you use, detergent you use, fabric softener you use, you know, if you keep on buying stuff that costs a dollar, you know, that fragrance ain't going to last too long. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you got to be able to spend a little money, and it, with your soaps and your, you know, your body wash as well. I mean, you buy cheap, you're going to smell cheap.
Okay. Tamika, do the laundry together. Do you think that's one way of helping the situation?
It does give you greater depth as to your mate's habits. You know, I mentioned about the washcloth that sits over the rack that never moves. It has the same crinkle that it had last week when you came to visit. You know, it does give you advice as to what it is that they do, you know. And it doesn't hurt every now and then to just volunteer. Let me watch it for you. Let me try and see if anything changes. So then the next time I see you wear that thing that I put in the washing machine, oh, you know, and you know, Pastor KL brought up a real good topic. You know, some people don't wash every day, you know, and I saw you in those jeans last week, and I see you in the jeans the week before, and I'm those same jeans. You might think that maybe, you know, because some people don't think, oh, well, I wore it before. It's not dirty. If I can smell you, it's very dirty, and you need to wash it.
All right. You know, before I go to Pastor Charlene, you know what? Pastor Charlene, what do you think?
Yes.
Do you think that
doing
the with them is going to help?
No. I think that if to have that conversation about that, you can't, your body odor, that you cannot wear something twice. Because it goes back into sometimes people who have smelled themselves don't smell themselves, meaning they don't smell what you smell. So I would say that, baby, you know I love you, but you sweat too much, your pores is, you know, is in your clothes, so you cannot wear something two times. Now, laundry probably will get, you know, tremendously high if they don't do it on the regular, but I don't think that because I'm doing the laundry, we do the laundry together, that's going to, you know, figure out why you can't wear something more than one time. Because you said this is a relationship, husband and wife, or dating, whatever, you know, so they might not have, nobody might have never told them. So I would be the one that would tell you. And I would expect you to tell me if it was vice versa. So washing our clothes together, you know, washing clothes together, you know, is not going to handle the issue. Let's go to the issue. I'm the one that goes to the root of things.
Okay, so you just all up in the other stuff because you just can't stay contained. So whether
laundry
together, Pastor Charlene. But
I'm starving.
This is just the beginning of the week. I can forgive you. I can forgive you. All right. So here's the other thing. They're saying if his breath or her breath stinks, don't kiss them unless they brush their teeth and brush at the same time. Would you agree with that, Tamika?
I think you're causing a bit of a I think when you're in a relationship with someone, you should be able to have enough of a conversation that you don't have to. Because what I'm finding with the statements that we have is kind of like we're babysitting, you know, and you don't want to do that in a relationship. And it's like, you know, go brush your teeth, you know. I should be able to tell you, you know, no. That doesn't smell so good, and, you know, you should be able to do it on your own. You should be able to smell it, you know, and if not, then, hey, you know, get a piece of candy, piece of gum, something, you know, because I shouldn't have to suffer because you don't smell it.
So are you brushing your teeth with him or not?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All righty. Pastor KL. No, this Pastor Charlene. Pastor Charlene. Do you agree that you should brush your teeth? Well, they said don't kiss him before he brushes his teeth, and brush your teeth at the same time with him.
Well, kissing, no. Brushing together, I don't know, But scope works too. So if I have to go in there, we got to brush together and gargle together just to show you, okay, I will say yes. If I need to show you, yes. Because maybe you might not know. Okay, yes.
Okay.
My question is, how long we've been together for these questions? Because, see, I be straight out the box, so I don't know.
Well, listen. Here's the issue. We're talking about people who are not as aggressive and straightforward as maybe you three might be. And they're coming up with different suggestions as to how you can handle it. Now, I agree with all three of you. If we're in a relationship, I should be able to discuss with you anything that is not right. I happen to agree with you. However, you do have some people who don't know how to approach matters. And unfortunately, I don't know one person on this Due Time panel, whether it's or in the Due Time crew, I should say, who actually have that, you know, that issue. But that's also why we're ministers and we're on the broadcast, because we're not short of a word. But that doesn't speak to everybody. So they're trying to come up with different, you know, methods to help break, you know, this news to your partners, you know, to give them a hand. So, yes, I agree with all of you, you know, that, yes, we should be able to say, listen, babe, your breath is, please take this candy. And people say no, and you're like, no, please take the candy. Or you listen, you really need me to tell you that your breath stinks, or you just going to take this candy? You know, that's just us. But everybody, you know, may not have that, you know, straightforwardness in there. So Pastor Charlene, you know, yes, you're right. You know, how long are we dating? Whether we dating for 5 minutes or 5 years, and you have this breath issue, yeah, I should be able to talk to you. I agree. Just for the record. Pastor KL, we're asking, you know, are you going to not kiss them before they brush their teeth? And are you going to go brush your teeth with them?
Okay. Well, yeah, we're not going to kiss until, you know, we're not going to kiss, we're not going to swap no tongue, no spit, no saliva until you go brush your teeth. But on the other side, I don't want my wife in the bathroom with me at any time when I'm in the bathroom. So I don't want to be in the bathroom with you giving a brush your teeth tutorial. I mean, listen, I don't want you in there. We can't both sit down on the toilet at the same time and then you teach me how to wipe. You know, I don't want you in the bathroom. No, thank you.
Okay, that's interesting. That brings me. I'm gonna kind of sidestep here. Tamika, do you mind sharing the bathroom?
I honestly believe that is based on how you were brought up. You know, in my household, it was nothing for two of us to be in the bathroom at the same time. You know, so I don't have a problem with it. And I find that what I find is most men prefer to be in the bathroom by themselves. Like, I could be in the bathroom with my mother, but I couldn't be in the bathroom with my father or my brother. So, you know, I think it all depends on how you grew up.
Why would you want to be? We ain't that close.
How much closer do we have to be?
I'm just saying, you sitting down and the sweet aroma of worship is coming out the toilet. I need to be there with you doing something, cutting my hair? No.
I don't think she's talking about sharing the bathroom like that. Not like that, Tamika, right? You're talking about like brushing your teeth,
right. Washing
your face.
I'm brushing my teeth. Somebody's in the shower. You know, so we're in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. 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 No.
Do you really think
me and my sister, me and my sister in the bathroom. She brushing her teeth and I'm in the shower. Me and my sister. No. How does that even sound?
Wow.
We're not looking at each other. We're just sharing a room.
Listeners, I need y'all to call in, listeners. Listeners, I need you to call in. 347. 347.
Well, you know what? Go ahead, Pastor Ken. I'll let you put that one on the floor today. Come on, listeners. 347-285-7777. You know the text number. Yes or no? Do you think it's okay? And Tamika says it. You know, it's based on how you are raised, whether, you know, one could be in the shower and one could be at the sink brushing their teeth, washing their face. Not, we're not talking about using the bathroom. We're not talking about literally using the toilet. We're just talking about sharing those two areas of the bathroom. And even at that level, Pastor K.L. says, absolutely not. So we're not talking about smelling the sweet aromas. We're just simply talking about one is in a shower, it doesn't matter which one, and one is at the sink brushing their teeth. How do you feel? Okay. So
now, remember, it's a brother and sister, not two sisters or two brothers. It's a brother and sister.
Right. That's why it's a debate. It wouldn't be a debate if it was two of the same sex in the bathroom. So you're right. It's the male and the female. Okay? So come on. Hit us up. Let us know what you feel. Yes or no. Is nothing wrong with it or absolutely not, like Pastor KL says. Pastor Charlene, how are you breaking this tie?
Well, my thing is, if we all go in the bathroom together, I don't care. If I got to go and you in the shower, I'm going. Don't come out. But that heat in that shower keep you over there, and I got to go to the bathroom. I spray. Just got to wait.
I see how you're
going to be in that shower. I might have to go.
Wow. So Pastor Charlene is going all the way out to the next extreme. She said, I'm even using the bathroom if the opposite one is in the shower. I'm not waiting for you to come out. I got to go. I ain't got to wait. You ain't got to see through the curtain. Just go ahead and take care of your business, and I'm going to take care of mine.
Wow.
Pastor Kale, I can imagine you over here dying right now. This is hilarious. All right, real quick. This is the offense. All right, here's what I want to ask. They say don't nag your partner about this issue. Do you agree, Pastor Charlene?
Don't nag him. Oh, well, you can't go with me stinking, so I'm going to nag you. So I say nag him because we got to go out in public unless we made an agreement. We won't go separate and don't tell nobody that I'm your wife.
Oh, okay. Abraham and Sarah. All right. Pastor KL. They say don't nag your mate or your partner about this issue.
Well, I mean, I'm in agreement. I'm not going to nag you, but I'm going to eliminate out time. You know, I mean, out time around people. You know, so yeah, I'm not going to nag you about it, but I'm going. Something is going to come to a halt. Why you don't invite me to church anymore? Okay. No. No, Jesus don't want you there today.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You should always believe the Bible says come as you are.
You got to change them with some soap.
What'd you say, Pastor Charlene?
I said you can always do baptism with some soap.
You know what? I can't. Oh, my goodness gracious.
But when the water turned black, Lord Jesus.
Tamika, they say don't nag. Do you agree?
I agree.
And because it sounds like, you know, again, that you're babysitting or, you know, every time we get to go somewhere, you know, you're bringing it up. But, you know, the reason why I'm bringing it up is because you're offending. But if it becomes a conversation that you constantly have to have, it's going to be a hardship for the person who's smelling it as well as the person who's the offender. You know, so it's not something that you can bring up every single solitary time, but it has to be addressed because it is an issue.
So wait, that sounds like you're saying two different things. We know it has to be addressed, but are you do you bring it up on a each time it's time to go out? You ask them about the, you know, did you put that extra deodorant on, or did you bring some mints, or? So I'm a little lost. You got me a little lost with the tail end of your statement.
Okay. I think it would probably come to the point that we would limit engagement because, you know, I don't know if we're going to go someplace and it's going to come up again, you know. So I would get to the point where I wouldn't verbalize it as much, but we wouldn't go out as much either.
Okay. So you're in agreement with the other panels. Okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Well, we're going to hear from Shantice as to what the listeners have to say really quickly. Shantice, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the comment? Do we share this bathroom with the opposite? One is in the shower and one is brushing teeth, washing face. Is this okay?
Okay, a listener sent in brother and sister. Nope, not even if we have one of these nicer bathrooms where we have the sink kind of in another room from the shower and the toilet separate. I'm locking every door that leads into the bathroom while I'm in there.
That listener is anointed.
Can I ask if that's a male or a female?
That's
a female.
That's
a
female.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, it's a female.
She's
okay.
Really anointed.
Okay.
She's really anointed. Thank you, Jesus.
You know what? I can't. You know what? Okay. Josh, did you know I always like to ask, well, how do you weigh in? Yes or no?
It depends on the type of relationship I have with them. I mean, I'm not, you know, open and saying welcome to my bathroom. You know, if I'm in the shower and you have to use it, I would rather not know that you're in there. Just hurry up and come and do what you got to do and leave. They'll leave no evidence of you being there. Yeah, but I'm not, you know, I'm not going to lock the door unless I'm like, yeah, I don't like you like that. So it depends on the relationship.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, all right. Thank you, thank you.
For the record,
oh,
I love my sister. I love my sister, but she cannot, cannot come in the bathroom while I'm in the shower. And we grown. You got
right,
to go outside to the tree.
You know what? But wait, again, she has to go outside to the tree to brush her teeth or wash her face?
To do it. Go. There's a sink in the kitchen.
Oh! I know you
disgusting.
Better not be brushing
I'm sorry,
your
that's
teeth
disgusting.
In my kitchen.
That
sink.
Is disgusting.
That is room for eviction. If you are 5 and you brush your teeth in my kitchen, say you're getting out.
Oh, wait, so we can't brush your teeth in the kitchen, but we can kumbaya in the bathroom together. Oh, no.
What logic
about,
is this?
We're talking about toilet usage. And we're talking about just brushing the teeth and washing the face. You cannot be in my kitchen sink. You know what? Y'all better find a way to get it done. But you sure
well, okay,
cannot.
Okay, well, watch. If it's just brushing your teeth and washing your face, you can wait another 20 minutes until I get out of the bathroom.
Okay, well, again, you know.
That's 20 minutes of running water past the steps.
I was just going to say, you better not be tired of my bathroom showering. that. Unless we have a well, you better not be in the shower. If somebody comes to me telling me, Ma, I can't get in the bathroom because KL is in the bathroom, and I'll say, well, how long you been in there? 30 minutes. What? Showering? Okay.
You can't win in,
water
you can't
over
win in your
house.
You don't want them to be funky. You don't want them to be funky, but they can't use no water.
I have to be with
you. You cannot use water for 20 minutes. No, you cannot. If listen, you like you said, we all grown. If y'all don't know your body parts by the time you grown, then I advise you to go to that hydrant out there and make it happen.
Oh, wow.
Oh
wow.
So
but when I put them outside, I was wrong. Oh, my
That's
God.
Right.
I put them outside to the tree. I was wrong. But you gave them the hydrant. Okay.
That's
I see
right.
how this works. The only thing that does a dry bath is a dog. They should, you know, we need some water.
That's all right. You better get some of that moose and bathe with. All right now. So it has been a fantastic conversation with my Due Time crew. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You do the same.
Woo, baby. Thank you.
You as well.
All right. Oh, all right. It is that time that we have the switch tip with Shantice. Good morning, Shantice. What you got for us today?
Today, I got the switch with Shantice, where we make the switch from the streets to our godly seat. And our switch tip 79 is make sure you're a good friend. And God has really been tapping into me hard these past couple of weeks. You know, he brought this to my attention a couple of years ago, but as of late, it's just been real like, no, this is what I need you to do. This is how I need you to do it, because this is what a real friend is. Forget all the things you thought you was doing to be a good friend. Forget how the streets is teaching you to be a friend. It's really teaching you how to be an enemy. This is what I need you to do. This, and I came across Proverbs 27:17 in the Message version, which reads, you use steel to sharpen steel, and one friend sharpens another. So in my opinion, that just supports all of the other verses that talks about, you know, how someone isn't a friend, and don't be, oh my goodness, how does the verse go? Do not be deceived, bad company ruins the morals. If you are not someone who is helping to keep someone else on track, especially spiritually, in a godly manner, on a godly level, then you're not being a friend. And even if it means rattling their feathers some because, you know, they don't, you have the people who don't believe in God, or they believe in God and don't believe in Jesus, or they believe in God but don't believe in the word, and, you know, whatever form of rejection towards God that they have, if you're not on point, if you're too afraid to now tell them what it really is, to put them onto what you're learning, so that they can be more on point, then you're not being a good friend. If you're not displaying the friend traits, some of those friend traits are being a servant, being gentle, being humble, being compassionate, being empathetic, being sympathetic. If you're not rushing to display those traits, you're not being a good friend, because a friend sharpens another friend. And one of the things that God has been bringing to mind a whole lot for me is, how has Jesus been a friend to you? That is how I need you to be a friend to the ones that I'm blessing you to be around. In John 15:15, Message version reads, I'm no longer calling you servants, because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends, because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. And the more you spend time with Jesus, the more he's going to expose you to God, the more he's going to let you in on the plans that God has for you, the more Jesus is going to show you how he overcame everything while he was here in the flesh, all of the temptations, how he was able to reject sin and not become sinful, everything. And only a friend does that. Only a friend really lets you in on the things that they hold precious to them. And for those of us who really understand the relationship between God and Jesus, Jesus holds God very, very highly. He's very precious to him. He came here to fulfill the word, to live out the word unapologetically, and he did it without sinning. So we really have to make sure that we're paying attention to Jesus and how he did it. And any time we question if we're being a friend, or if someone, you know, says so, even when they say it in a joking manner, because some people be saying jokes, quote unquote, but they be really telling the truth. Like, oh, you're not a good friend because you didn't do so and so. You're not a good friend because you did do so and so. Just immediately compare that. Would Jesus have done that? Did he do it? Would he do it? And really focus on these two verses, Proverbs 27:17, John 15:15. And again, if you are not willing, forget being able to, because if God is telling you to be a friend, he's giving you these traits. But if you are not willing to tap into them and display them under any circumstances, being a servant, being gentle, being humble, being compassionate, being empathetic, being sympathetic, showing love, making sure there's compassion and humility in your love. For me, being gentle, I really have to keep working on that. Then you're not being a good friend. So let's make sure we're making the conscious decision to make the switch from being an enemy to making sure we're being a friend, like Jesus is a friend to us. Thank you, Pastor Steph.
Ooh, thank you, Shanti. Have a blessed day. Wow. I'm looking at the time here, and we actually have a little more time than I thought. So we're going to take this time to go before the Lord, holding hands and holding heart. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Oh, God, you woke us up today, giving us a fresh start into the work week, God. And as we're meeting on this ground right now, we're grateful, God, that we can hold hands and hold hearts, dear Heavenly Father, and even join in conversations where we can laugh and joke and enjoy one another and fellowship. How blessed are we with the people who wake up each and every day and they don't have anyone to call and they don't have anyone to talk to, but you have blessed each and every one of us that we have one another, God. Thank you so much. Lord, we thank you for just waking us up under a roof, waking us up with clothing, waking us up with shoes on our feet, dear Heavenly Father, waking us up in good health. And even if it's not the best of health, you've awakened us up in good health, God, where we can still function, dear Heavenly Father. We still have the movement of, you know, our brain and our mouth, God. Even if the rest of the body is achy and hurting and we're trying to figure out how we're going to get up out the bed, God, the mouth and the brain is still going. And that heart is pumping, God. And we're going to lift all of those before you, dear Heavenly Father, who haven't quite learned yet how to be a good friend. You know, iron sharpens iron. And we give you thanks, dear God, that you have surrounded us with people who love us enough to share, you know, in some words sometimes that's not so nice, you know, according to us, because, you know, we just can't take criticism even from people who we say we love. But we thank you, God, that you're teaching us how to be a friend, even through the switch tip, and that your son has set the greatest example as to what friendship is about, what it looks like, and why we need friends, God. Thank you, Lord, for all the times that you just simply invest in us, God. Just these little practical ways of living and ways of thinking, dear Heavenly Father. All good and perfect things come from you, Lord. That we could even rely on getting this, God, so we can share this information, you know, with those around us. Lord, we're going to lift up everybody who right now is even having a problem with hygiene. We're going to pray, God, that you make them more aware of themselves, that you help them understand how important it is that not only your personal hygiene is intact, but you have to be aware for the sake of your partner, and that they would be sensitive to the fact that it's not just about them, that it's about us. And we're going to lift up those who have a problem with their partner who has a personal hygiene issue. And we're going to ask you, God, to make them sensitive to what the root of the problem could possibly be, and that they can work together, that we will
sent for such a time as this. A friend, a friend. It's about all about being a friend, and what do friends do for friends, and do we embarrass one another? Do we make one another feel bad when we come to a realization or recognize some things, God, or do we gently handle your children with prayer, with a kind word, sensitive, because that's the way your son handled us. And we want to thank you again, God, for the example that was set. Giving you thanks that, you know, we're learning each and every day how to interact with one another, how to talk with one another, how to exist, how to coexist. You're an awesome God because you teach us everything. And there's no reason why your people should be lacking for anything. Thanking you, Father, for every little tidbit we get from you. Glory and honor to your name, which is rightly due. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Wow. You know, we have these conversations, and, you know, it's funny because, again, you know, in the church, there's no time for this stuff. You know, they don't. You go in and you fellowship and you have the sermon and you sing some hymns, you give a few tithes and offering, and you get up and all of these things get bypassed, and people are having very practical problems in their relationships. And, you know, we definitely step into another arena this morning, you know, about shared space, and I surely can't tell you about that, you know, what's comfortable, what should be comfortable. I remember I was raised in a project, and the bathroom in that apartment is not as large. My mother's still there, you know, partially. And I envision it as I speak right now. And that bathroom is not anywhere near the size of my bathroom in my house. And I can't imagine sharing space with a brother or a father, you know, like that. But I guess if I had to, I would, if they needed to use, you know, the sink. And I guess I'm not also, you know, to the point where I can't hear some dripping if they have to use the bathroom. But again, you know, that's personal. That's why it's called your personal space, because everybody, you know, needs their personal space differently. Everyone values your personal space differently. And, you know, wonderful when, you know, you can, and, you know, we understand if you can't, you know, but, you know, it goes back to also, you know, it's funny, Shanti talked about being a friend, and, you know, sometimes friends just do some things, and they share certain spaces, and, you know, they don't mind doing certain things together. You know, I always laugh and say, you ladies, we'll pile a 50 in a bed. It wouldn't even matter. We don't have to go somewhere and have, you know, 4 or 5 beds because everybody got to have their own space. If we want to go chill, everybody just go jump up in one bed and call it a day, you know. And men are just very different like that. Not good, not bad, not right, not wrong. They're just very different. I think one of our panelists said it today. The men are very different when it comes to their personal space and how they value it. And it does, you know, have everything to do about the way you were brought up. It does. You know, some people had to share space. So therefore, you sharing space, you know, older is nothing, because that's the way you had to share space. You know, Pastor Charlotte said, listen, I'm coming up in there to use the bathroom. And I have seen that happen. I've seen that happen where, you know, even the bathroom usage, it goes down just like that between friends, between siblings, husband and wife, or partners. Yeah, it goes down just like that. So, again, it really depends on how you were brought up and how you value your space. And sometimes, you know, when we're forced to live a certain way, things like that don't bother us as much as, you know, other people, you know. So, you know, it's amazing. But when we talk about the sensitivity of, you know, how we handle that personal hygiene conversation, you know, we definitely need to figure out the root of the problem. That we owe that to our partner. We owe that to our partner because that's what we're supposed to be doing. That's part of being a friend, to help you figure out what's going on. It came up last week, you know, Brother Al said, you know, used to talk about, you know, the breath, and then come to find out there was an internal problem. You know, if you have certain problems with your stomach, it will cause your breath to smell. You know, certain problems with your body, it will make other parts of your body smell. Do you realize that, you know, for some women, they experience yeast infections just because their sugar level goes up high? So your body really dictates what happens to the other parts of your body. Yes, TMI, yeah, but listen, it's life. To these old people, you ain't got no kids on this line right now. But like I said, the bottom line is sometimes your body and illness affects other parts of your body, and it will throw your hygiene off. You think you're smelling and you're really not smelling, or you don't smell yourself and something else is going on, someone else smells. So we owe it to our partners to get to the root of the problem. You know, do you, you know, they said, well, you know, do I want to brush my teeth at the same time? Do I want to subject myself to, you know, having to brush my teeth at the same time? You grown, we ain't got no business. It all depends on your relationship. There's no right or wrong answer there. You know, if God puts it on your heart to do those extra little things that help that person, you know, get through, then God puts it on your heart to do those little extra things to help that person get through. So, you know, it's really about who you are, your relationship. You know, I'm looking at a list of things here, and they're making suggestions, and, you know, one of the things is don't nag them. Well, you know, nagging from a man is different from nagging from a woman. You know, you say things twice and a man feels that you're nagging him. You could say it a year apart, but if it's the same topic, you're nagging, opposed to, you know, a woman who doesn't feel as easily nagged as a man does. But all in all, we need to be gentle as to how we handle one another. Because when it's our turn, we want him or her to be gentle with us. It goes back to what Shanti's just got finished saying about being a friend. You know, my mother always told me, I have no blankety-blank friends. But I'm so happy to say that I do. I have my friends, and they are few and far between. And they always commend me on how great of a friend I am. And I say, you know what? I'm blessed because I've learned how to be a friend because my friends taught me how to be a good friend. And Jesus teaches us how to be the best. So, you know, think about that friendship. How would you handle your friends if they had a personal hygiene problem? Treat your mate even better. You've been listening to It's Due Time, Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my skeletal Due Time crew for helping us hold it down today. What a conversation. And I want to thank you for joining us, hanging out with us, and helping us with the conversation. You bring up so many vital points. Thank you so much for sharing our time with us. Please accept Jesus as your personal Savior right now, because later
is not promised to us. Your peace and joy is not promised to you later if you do not give your life to Christ. Until tomorrow, when let's talk about it, Tuesday, Church Folk Day. God spare our life. I love you.